We are learning Mesechtas Erevin, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the second line from the top of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. We are middle of the sugya of Moira Halacha of Nei Rabbi. The halacha is that a Talmud is not allowed to paskin a shayla lemaisa in front of his Rebbe. And the Gemara just finished saying that if he's in a different city, then he could paskin. And the Gemara will bring a raya, a story about this, and limit this halacha. Zok to Gemara, Ravina sar sakina b'bavel. The minig was that they used to show the knife that they used for shechita to check if it has any pegimus, any niches on the knife. It has to be 100% smooth. They used to show it to the chacham. That was part of the cover to the chacham, just like he passed in Shiloh. He showed him the knife. Ravina saw, he looked at a sakin and bavel. They showed him a sakin, and he passed on a sakin and bavel. Amalei, and his Rebbe was Rav Ashi, who also lived in Bavel. Amalei Rav Ashi, my time over Mahachi. Rav Ashi told us, asked his Talmud Ravina, why did you do such a thing? Why did you pass in front of me? Amalei, I was in a different city. But Rav Amnuna, Oiri Bechar, Sarda Argiz, Vashneda Rav Chista. You see, Rav Amnuna, who's a Talmud of Rav Chista, he used to paskin in a different city in the times of Rav Chista. It wasn't Mamashev city. And me also here, Ravina also, it was not the same city. So he's tining that that's why he checked the sakin, because it wasn't the same city. That's why he checked the knife. On Malay, so Rav Ashi says, no, loy oiri itmar. The girsa was that he didn't paskin in all the years of Rav Chista. That's my girsa. So on Malay, Ravina answered, no, itmar oiri v'itmar loy oiri. It's true. There's a girsa oiri, and there's a girsa loy oiri. It depends. B'shnei de Rav Huna Rabbe, Rav Hamnuna, in the times of his Rebbe Muvik Rav Huna, he didn't paskin even in a different city. But in the years of Rav Chista, which was also his Rebbe, he did paskin. Why? It's a different type of Rebbe. But Rav Chista, Rav Chista, why? The Talmud Chava Dilei Hava. Rav Ashi, Rav Chista was Rav Amnuna's Rebbe, but Rav Amnuna was a Talmud Chava, which means he was a Chacham Kamaisa, like Rashi says. He was just the biggest Talmud Chacham as his Rebbe, but he learned a few things from him. In such a case, in a different city, you could paskin. And he says, so Ravina tells Rav Ashi, I'm also not your Talmud that I'm not on your level. I'm on your level also. I'm a Talmud Chavar, and therefore in a different city I can paskin. So it comes out from this Gemara that by someone's full-fledged Rebbe, Rebbe Muvik, where he doesn't reach the level of his Rebbe, he can paskin anywhere of Frey Rabbi, even a different city. Masha Enkein, if he's a Talmud Chavar, which means he's the same level as his Rebbe, then it depends. In the same city, he cannot paskin, but in a different city, he could paskin with a rabbi. Amar Rava, not a halacha regarding paskin in front of your Rebbe. Amar Rava, Tzovim Rabbanon, Chazi Lenavshei. A Tzovim Rabbanon, someone who knows that a paskin, for himself, he could paskin in front of his Rebbe. For other people, he can't paskin in front of his Rebbe. But for himself, he could paskin, you know, even in front of his Rebbe, because it's for himself. And that's not a pegi in the covered when he paskins for himself. The reason why you're not paskin in front of the Rebbe, because it's a pegi in covered. Someone asks you a shayla, go to the Rebbe. But when it's yourself, and you don't answer yourself, that's not called a pegi in the covered of his Rebbe. Like Mara says, so Ravina iklu l'mechuza. Ravina went to the city of Mechuza. I see ashpezichna sakina. And the host wanted to shech the animal in order to make a meal for Ravina. So he brought him the knife to check. Amalei, Zilam Tayla Rava, bring it to Rava, who's the Rava of the city. And I can't be Marilach of Nei Rabbi. Amalei, Loisava, Marha Dama Rava, Tzorah Rabbanon Chazan Afshei. It says that Tzorah Rabbanon could check for himself. And this meat is for you. So it's meat for you. Why can't you check it? Amalei, Ano Mizvan Zvina. I'm paying. He was paying this host. He was paying for this hotel. Since I'm paying for it, so then it's not called Chazal Avshei. It's for you, because the meat has to be good for you in order for me to pay for it. Therefore, I'm looking at it for you, and therefore you have to bring it to the Rav, and I can't look at it. If it's for myself, if you give it to me for my Tana and it'll be for myself, then you're right. But here, since I'm buying it, it doesn't apply. I didn't have a Tzorah and Rabban. So, look to Rav Nocha Maisa. Rav Elazar Mehagrunyo, Rav Acha Bar Tachlifo, Iklu Lebei Rav Acha Brei De Rav, Iko. We have two Amarayim here, Rav Elazar Mehagrunyo, Rav Acha Bar Tachlifo, the winter of Acha Brei De Rav Iko's house, but Asher De Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. It was in the city of Acha Bar Yaakov. Boyer of Acha Brei De Rav Iko, who is the host, Lemebed Lahu Igel Tulsa. He wanted to make them a calf that grew already a third of its growth. And that's the best time to shecht Igel. It's very soft, has a good shmak of tam basa at that time. So he wanted to make him an Igel Tulsa. So I see sakin of a kamach vilu, and this was for free. They wasn't charging them. So the host brought a knife to show it to the Rav Eliezer ben Agron, Rav Acha bar Tachlifa. Amal hu Rav Acha bar Tachlifa, loy leichesh le lesaba. You're not worried about the Rav of the Siddur, Rav Acha bar Yaakov. There's a Siddur, Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Show it to him. Amal hu Eliezer ben Agron, Hachi amal Rav, Tzur Rabbanan chazan avshay. So Eliezer ben Agron says, no, Tzur Rabbanan could look at it for himself, and here the food is far, so we could look at it. Chazi, they take a check, they vanish, and they got a einish. Vanish with Lezman Agrunya, really got a einish. Because he paskined that a Tzur Rabbanon could look at a knife for himself. So, Frey Tigmar Akasha, why did Rav Lezman Agrunya get a einish? L'maisiva Amar Rava, Tzur Rabbanon chaz an avshay. Rava said a Tzur Rabbanon could look at a knife for himself. So, Gemara answers, Shani Hosom, da aschilu bikvoidoi. There, since they already asked them, are you choshish for the covet of the Saba, which is the Rav of the city of Achav Yaakov, once you mention that there's a shail of covet over here, you shouldn't be mezalzel and say, no, we don't worry about it. If no one brings it up, you're right. He brought it up already, so you should not have just ignored it. That's one teretz. But you say, Mashani Achav Yaakov, the muflig. Another teretz is that Achav Yaakov is different because he is a muflig b'chachma, and since he's a muflig b'chachma, so then, even though he's a Tzur Rabbanon, you have to show it to the Muflig. If the Rav of the city is such a big gadol, he's like much bigger than anyone else, a Muflig regardless, then it's a different story, and you do have to show it to him, even for a Tzur Rabbanon. And it seems like in Halacha, we paskin like both Halachas. The Ramah, Reish Ben Beis, says that im hischa v'kavod the Rav, loy ma'ash yishel in a Rav, oy shah Rav Muflig v'chachma v'zikna ein lahayreis be'iroi. That's how the Ramah brings down, like both Trutzim. Zokta Gemara, I'm Rava, another halacha. L'frushim me'asura fill front of Shabbat Dami. But if you see someone doing Isser, even in front of your Rebbe, you can stop him. And the Gemara brings down a Maisa to bring out this point. Ravina Rav Yosef Kamed Rav Ashi. Ravina was sitting in front of his Rebbe Rav Ashi. Like we have before, this is Rebbe Rav Ashi. And in front of Rav Ashi, you don't make a psak. We said a different city could pass him, not in front of Rav Ashi. Chazil hu gavra de ka'osu le'el chamra b'tins of a Shabbos. He saw someone tying his chamar to a tree on Shabbos. And the Issa is, you know, Alevi Mishtamash Be'ilam Shabbos. He wasn't doing a knot. The knot wasn't an Issa de Ganat. It was a not the Enish Al Kayama. But, you know, Alevi Mishtamash Be'ilam. That's what Rashi says. So he was doing Issa right in front of him. Ram Be'kala, he said, you know, I'll do that. Lo Yashkech Be. But the guy ignored him. Omalela Havai Gavra B'Shamta. So Ravina put the guy, he said the guy should be in Chayrim. He should be in Chayrim. He's not listening. We just told him not to do it. He's put him in Chayrim. Omalei. So Ravina asked Ravashi, "Kihai gavna mimischaz the kaf karusa? Is that a chutzpah I did? Did I pass it in front of you? First of all, I stopped the person from doing it. And second of all, I even put him in shamta." So Ravashi answered, "Amalei ain chachmav ain svunav ain eitzel nagan Hashem. Komalkoim just bechila Hashem ain cholkin kavl Rav. When it comes to kavod of Hashem, there's ain chachmas. No chachmas." No eitzes. You have to be stand up for Chil Hashem no matter what. Even in front of the covered, even in front of covered Rav, you have to stand up for Chil Hashem, and that's why here he's allowed to be mafresh shalom for Yisuro, which someone he does a isse, which is a Chil Hashem. Omar Rava. In front of, if someone passes in front of his Rebbe, Osir. Then the halacha is, it's Osir v'chayiv Misa. He's chayiv Misa v'dei Shemayim. Shaloi b'fonov, if paskins not b'fonov, then Osir, it's Osir. But v'ein chayiv Misa. He's not chayiv Misa. Right, the Gemara, and what it means b'fonav, not b'fonav. So the Tosfos before that says within three parsois, that's called b'fonav, and out of three parsois is not called b'fonav. So the difference is if chayim misdei shemayim or not. Right, the Gemara kasha shloim b'fonav loy. The Gemara's bringing a brisa, and from the end of this brisa, we're gonna have a kasha on this. On this, sorry, the Rava that says shloim b'fonav not chayim misdei shloim b'fonav loy. But tanyun to the brisa. We know Nodav v'Aviu on the day they put up the Mishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Nodav v'Aviu went and brought Keteris, and they died. So what was the issa that they did? Why did they die? So Rav Eliezer says, you know what the reason why they died? Lemeisu bnei Aaron and Shahiru Alacha from Moshe Rabbeinu, and Shahiru Alacha from Moshe Rabban. Midrash. The reason why they died is because they were passing the lacha in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. What are they darshin? Midrash. It says in the pasuk, "When nosnu bnei Aharon akoyin eish al mezbeach." Omru, they said, "Av bisha eish yireis b'shemayim." Even though eish comes down from the sky, still mitzvah lahavim nehedit. Still have to bring fire from the hedit, and that's what they did. They brought fire themselves, and that's why they got the onus because they passed the lach from a rabbi. Tosis speaks out, so it must be that we're talking about they brought this keteris on the mizbeach achitzon, because If we're talking about the regular place where you bring the Keteris Mizbech HaPnimi, there's no fire in the Shemayim there because it's closed up. No fire comes down from the Shemayim. When it says fire comes down from the Shemayim, it means Mizbech HaChitzon. So Tosfos speaks out, L'chorei Mashma, Sha'Keteris Shekdira Mizbech HaChitzon, the second Tosfos from the top, it says, Sha'Keteris Shekdira Mizbech HaChitzon Hoya, V'Rosh Shah HaYisak, Resh Chom Keteris HaNasiyim. And the Mizbech HaPnimi, Yekdiru, Mai Shaycha Yisad Rosh HaLasham, V'lo Yerish Mizbech HaPnimi Shem Keteris. But he asked the other Gemara of Mashma that was in the Keteris HaKadoshim, ends with Vatsarachin. Stak HaShtikl Vatsarachin, if this stems with other places where it's Mashma, that they went into the Heichel, into the Keteris HaKadoshim. Then the Brisa goes further with another story. The Talmud Echa Hoylar El Avaliyazah. There was a Talmud that related to her Talmud, Shahir Allah Chafanav, he passed in front of him. And Amar Avalez, the Imam Shalom Ishtar, and Reza came home that night to his wife. His wife's name was Imam Shalom. He says, Tamiyani im Yoyti Zeshnosai. I'll be amazed if this person lives out the year. And Takav Lahoyti Shnosai. And he didn't live out the year. Amar Loi, she said to him, Novi Ata, are you a Novi? How do you know? Amar Loi Novi, I know Chilib Novi Nochem. I'm a Novi, I'm a son of a Novi. Alakach Mechablani call, Amar Allah of a Rabbi Chayav Misa. Anyone who's with Kabul Halach of a Rabbi is Chayav Misa. But Derech Agav, the Reb Chaim Shulevitz has a whole shmooze about this Gemara, Moir Loch Rabbi, and he asks a question. First of all, why is there a strong Oynish, Gechayiv Misa for Moir Loch Rabbi? And number two, he asks that why didn't, it seems like he didn't die right away, so why didn't Rabbi Yezer be Meichel his Talmud? He knew he was going to die, be Meichel him. So he says, it's not Tali and Mechila. It's not a Pagi, and it's not the word is that Rabbi Yezer's cover that we worry about. The whole existence of Klai Yisrael is Geboit on listening to the Zakenim. And if someone listens to the Zakenim, that's a terrible chayt because they could break the whole Messiah, and therefore is a chiv de Shemayim. And Rav Lezer has no right to be meichel such a thing, because it's not a tain on him, it's a tain on the whole fabric of Klal Yisrael if someone is meira halachom with nei rabbi. But let's go back to what we're learning about Shvafonov and Shloi Vafonov. And the Bryce has a member on this Bryce. Omer Rabbi Machan Omer Yechon. Oysa Talmud Yehuda Ben Gurya. My first of all, his name was Yehuda Ben Gurya. But Yerachik Vimenu Shalish Parasoyis. He was far away, three pasayis. And the kasha is, Delachaira, that's called Shalai Bafanov. And we said, Rava said, that Shalai Bafanov, you're not Chayav Misa. So why was it Chayav Misa? It wasn't Bafanov. And the Gemara, no, Bafanov happened. It was Bafanov. Break the Gemara, Varach Man Shalish Pasayis, Kamar. He said it was three pasayis away. Vil Tameich, Shmoy Vishem Ava Alama, El Shatayma Mashahaya. The Teretz is, it said he was far away, but it's not true. He was far away from the Rebbe's town, but he did. But his Rebbe was there. His Rebbe was right there, and he passed in front of him. Why does it say it then? If not to tell us the halacha, the even shloi b'fanav v'chayv misa. So that the Gemara says, but Tameich, why did it say his name and his father's name? Teretz is just saying, it's not a mashal. This is a story, Ma'isa Shahaya. This Yehuda Ben Gurya died, so Ma'isa Shahaya, and that, therefore we said exactly all the details. It was three parsayas away from his regular city, and it was, your name is Yehuda Ben Gurya, and he died because he was Mar Halacha Mnei Rabbi. Anyone who passes in front of his Rebbe, royu like kishoy nachash. He's royu to get a oynish that a snake will bite him. Shneim says in the pasuk, "Vayan el yom abrach labuzi v'yemer." Tzar ani liyom. I am very young and I'm scared to pass in front of the elders. Al kain zachalti, therefore I'm scared. And loshen zachalti is a remez to snakes. V'ksiv says in the pasuk, Im Chamas Zoich Le'Ofas, you see, snakes have a lotion of Zoich Le'Ofas, so that's the means of King Zachalti, I'm scared of getting bitten by a snake. Ziri Omar Rav Chanina, Nikri Chayti, it's called, someone passing the Loch of a Rav is called a Chayti. Shneim says in the Pasuk, believe it's Sifanti and Resecha, Lamanach Nechaloch, I kept my words in my heart, I didn't talk, I didn't paskin, so I shouldn't be called a Chayti. This passage is by David HaMelech. Rav Nuna Rami, that in Tehillim says, two different Sukkim, Ksiv, Libi, Tzivanti, Mersach. It says David HaMelech kept his words inside his heart. He didn't say it. He didn't want to pass. Ksiv, Besarti, Tzedek, Bekalam. I paskin, Bekalam. So you see, Bekal Rav. You see, he paskined. He did paskin. So what's going on? It's a stira. Like Kasha. Depends when David HaMelech's Rebbe was alive or not. Like Kasha. Kam Isvan Sheira Ha'iri Kayim. David HaMelech's Rebbe's name was Ira Ha'iri. So when he was alive, believe it's Savanti Mersach, he didn't paskin. Kamas Ban Shane Ira Iri Kayam. When Iri died already, then he paskin. Omar Abba Zavda, I'm gonna dash on something about Ira Iri, call Noisi Matanois of the coin echod. Anyone gives all his matanois kuna to one coin, he doesn't spread the wealth. Maybe Rav Loilam, he causes hunger to the world. Shanam says in the Pasik, Ira Iri Haya Koyin Ladavid. Iri was a coin to David's Mashma. There was Ladavru Dava Koyin, Lukuli Amaloi, Elsha Meshagalam Matanois of. Since it says It was like exclusive to David. This is his kayin. And he gave all stuff to him. And it says afterwards in the pasuk, you see, it causes ra'av. Someone who gives everything to the same kayin is called a ra'av. Taisa speaks out, why is it called Ira Hayi Iri? That's Ya'ar ben Menashe. If it's from Aaron, he shouldn't be called Ira Hayi Iri. So Rashi says, Taisa says, second Ram Taisa says, Af Bisha Yekoyin, Shema Ovim Aaron, the Imoy Mim Menashe, Kedom Megillah, Ovim Yom Yom Yudos. He sees the idea that since his mother was from Yom, he called him Hayi Iri, even though he was a Koyin.